This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Friday edition of the program. I think today is barbecue worthy, don't you? I think fire up the grill. I just can't decide. Brats, burgers, how about some good old-fashioned North Dakota beef?
How about all of it?
All of it? Just have like a buffet all weekend long? You're thinking or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to try a little of that Wagyu from Schweitzer's this weekend.
Oh, you know, you were talking about
you
that.
You had to. It's like the most marbled. Just unbelievable. It's really, really good. Yep. So I think we might do that. We have a new puppy in the Hennett house. Have I talked about this on the air, Finn, our new puppy? He's a little, he's a mini sheep-a-doodle.
Is there such thing as a mini version of that dog?
Yeah.
Right now, anyway?
Yeah, well, there's many, now that this is kind of the craze, right? The mini Labradoodle, the mini Golden Doodle. Yep. You can get the little versions of them. So we have a Sheep-a-Doodle. It's just this little tiny thing. It'll only get like 35, 40 pounds. It's just a puppy now.
Sheepdog and poodle.
It's kind of fun, yeah. Other than the, 3 in the morning out of the kennel, you know, kind of routine, which my wife has taken on because... Well, it's her dog. but I, you know, I'm an assistant. I help a little bit here and there. And then we have our son's dog. Alex dropped off Norman, which is a hilarious golden retriever. But this dog has like, it never stops in the way of energy. Like, for instance, he loves playing with a ball, and once he gets to the ball and you throw the ball, like he doesn't ever get tired of it. I mean, like, in other words, if I sat in one chair for a week, he would just keep fetching the ball.
Yep.
And I have to go to a chair because I'm so worn out from it, from crying out loud, you know? And then he'll put it in your lap, and, you know, oh, my gosh. So, anyway, not much rest for the hens this weekend. It'll be a little crazy, but it's still the weekend, and we are excited. And we are excited about this hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kevin Cramer joins us each and every week. We got a couple calls already. Question on robocalls first up, and then a question on Justice Ginsburg, and lots of other things to cover today on the program. Let's welcome Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing well, thanks. I've been able to spend most of this week in North Dakota, so that helps. Had a day trip back to Washington on Tuesday to gavel in the pro forma session, which we are required by Constitution to go into session every 3 days at least. So, but other than that, it's just been great. I was in Fargo, in fact, a little bit yesterday, and had a great time attending some meetings and a really cool event at bmgteam.com there in South Fargo, who, you know, built this incredible business up from you know, college to what it is today. So it's that was really cool. Actually had a great experience on Memorial Day, and I would encourage anybody that's, you know, looking for a different sort of Memorial Day experience some year to head up to Sherwood, North Dakota. And I've heard about it for years, but I've never attended. And this was the 82nd annual International Memorial Day service at Sherwood, where they have a collaborative ceremony right at the border. In fact, they crossed the border back and forth several times between the Canadian Mounted Police and the Sheriff's Department and veterans from both countries and cadets from both countries and military personnel from both countries. And it was really, really cool to be in Sherwood all day on Monday. And was in Beulah and Hazen, did a Coffee with Cramer Town Hall on Wednesday, and had a healthcare round table with a number of there's a consortium up there, of course, of healthcare entities, and including a couple of nursing homes and, of course, the hospital up in Hazen, which is spectacular. They even have a community health center, which really sort of is the glue in a lot of it, and in their collaboration up there. They do it the way we should do it everywhere. And so it's been a great week, Scott, just to be home and breathing clean air.
Well, given that schedule, I can tell why your voice is a little worn out, right?
Thanks for that. Actually, it's on the upside right now. It's been brutal. I have a little bronchitis as well. I might as well confess. You go strong, hard all day long. It does happen. But I feel much better than I sound. That's the good news. In fact, yesterday morning, I attended a really cool event here in Bismarck as well for the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, and a really important national organization, Ed Schaefer and Earl Pomeroy, are the co-chairs in North Dakota. Folks like, the national chairman is Colin Powell, and they just advocate for developing countries and development aid through USAID, which we're hearing a lot more about, right? USAID is one of the players and how we how President Trump is trying to smooth over some of the economic rough patch that our farmers are going through by buying more food and distributing it to developing countries and to hungry people around the world. But there's much more to it. They do a lot of work, obviously, through the State Department in soft power and diplomacy to complement what our military does. And so they're very important players in the country. And so they did a nice roundtable yesterday right here in Bismarck and asked me to come and speak and then help facilitate the discussion on North Dakota's role, business, agriculture, NGOs. And it's just been quite a week. But yes, that you're right. That has all contributed to my raspy voice this morning. But we just have to get through another hour, Scott.
There you go. Well, don't forget, you got Hettinger this afternoon, the Peacock Mercantile. Well, a week from today. That's a week from today. Okay, yeah. That's next week. Thank you for that.
I can breathe again?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so mark that. That's the next Coffee with Kramer. 1 week from today, Mountain Time, 1 o'clock at the Peacock Mercantile in Hettinger, North Dakota. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. I looked at the wrong date, so I save you from that. Charles in Carrington for Senator Kevin Kramer at 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Charles.
This Charles from Carrington, North Dakota.
I guess
I would like to know if you've met Miss Ginsburg or talked to her or anybody has seen her lately.
You're talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, yeah.
I have not seen her, but it's not unusual for me to not see her either. We don't run in the same circles. The court is, somewhat isolated from the rest of us. I do walk by the building every single day when I walk from my apartment. I call it my cabin, Scotty. Chris and I have a very expensive, one-room cabin in Washington. But we, so I do walk by it every day on my way to the office. And, it's not unusual. I'm just trying to think, the last time we had a joint session of Congress was not that long ago. It was earlier this winter. When the NATO, Secretary General spoke, and a few of the Supreme Court justices were there, and I don't believe she was one of them, actually.
I've been watching, the news on Fox, and they show pictures of the Supreme Court justice, but the only ones they show of her are ones that have been 6 months to a year ago,
Sure.
So I kind of wonder, being she's on the taxpayer payroll. I kind of wonder if she's doing her job or not, or if she's just plain sick yet.
Yeah.
Because I know the Democrats are going to cover it up.
Well, yeah, she's been on close watch by a lot of interested parties, obviously. I mean, it's difficult to have the court function without a full court, obviously. That doesn't mean they don't still hear cases. Doesn't mean they don't still look at things, and her presence or not. I'm not sure. I have to admit, I don't follow it that closely. But she did have a pretty serious bout here recently, right, with some health issues.
Lung cancer,
right, and had surgery, but it sounds like everything went up fine. I would just say this. I don't know her. I've never met her. I've seen her a couple of times at State of the Union addresses. I wish her well, obviously. I wish her good health. And she's been an inspiration to a lot of people because she's a workout maniac, She stays quite fit, and she's to be admired for that. But I just don't I just don't know what her current situation is.
Charles, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 to talk with Senator Kevin Cramer at the Talk Radio Town Hall today. We had a call that was waiting through the news break and is not there any longer, but a question on robocalls, and we had one in the last hour as well. By the way, for folks suffering from robocalls, we've had a few people that said they've solved their problems by putting in an app called RoboKiller on their phone, RoboKiller, and there is a small charge, $2 a month or something for that, but evidently that works, just passing that along because it came from a listener. But, you know, the caller that called last hour, they basically said, well, come on. I mean, can't we do something about this? Can't we, you know, I mean, this is crazy. He was getting like 100 calls a day and just absolutely ridiculous. I mentioned the legislation that you and Senator Thune had been working on, but what is that the facts or?
It did pass. You know, this is sort of off the cuff, so it's always dangerous. So I'll give you as much background as I can, and I hope I can learn more before the end of the show to give you the update on it. I did co-sponsor a bill with Senator Thune and Ed Markey. So for those of you who worry that we'd never do anything bipartisan, it was introduced by John Thune and Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and Senator Jerry Moran, I know, was a co-sponsored it. I did. Amy Klobuchar co-sponsored it. Senator Hovind co-sponsored it. White House, Rubio. I mean, there were a number. I don't want to start listing them all because I can't remember them all, but there were a number of both Republicans and Democrats that co-sponsored it. And I think we just passed it a couple of weeks ago. You know,
hang on for one second. Finish this on the other side of the break. More with Senator Kevin Cramer after this.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Day, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Brought to you in part by MyPillow, where The best deal ever is on right now. I don't know how you top this, but two premium pillows. Now, again, the premium pillows are the ones you only can get by going to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you the good deal. Or calling 800-506-9028. You don't find these in stores, okay? Those are not premium MyPillows. The premium, best of the best, the ones that are adjusted to you, are the premium pillows. And this is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You ready? $34.99 a pillow, two-pack of MyPillow premiums, $69.98. Grad gifts, wedding gifts. This is perfect, folks. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back with the Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your calls, questions, and comments. A lot of news we need to get to, but I want to let you finish on robocalls.
Yeah, so we did pass that bill overwhelmingly in the Senate earlier this month. Well, just last week, actually, a week ago yesterday. And what it does is it just really it broadens the authority of the FCC to crack down on the companies that are making the robocalls. And specifically, Scotty, one of the pieces of the bill that's probably the greatest incentive to not do it is a $10,000 fine per call for somebody who violates the rule. So it's called the Trace Act, and again, a lot of Republicans and Democrats were on it, obviously, which is why it passed overwhelmingly, and probably didn't hear a lot about it, even though it was a pretty big bill to get done. The part of the reason you don't hear a lot about it is because Republicans and Democrats did it together, and that wouldn't make for a very good headlines. So our media doesn't report on a lot of those things.
All right. Big news that is just breaking this morning that I know you've been working on for a while.
Yeah.
Back to your time, obviously, in the House as well. But today the EPA announced that retailers will be able to sell E15, which is this blend of gasoline and 15% ethanol, year-round. E15 is now government-approved for all conventional light-duty vehicles, 2001 and newer, which is about 90% of the vehicles on the road today. So this is something a lot of people said would never happen, isn't it?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, the president, of course, made it a priority in the campaign. He ordered the EPA to get it done, change the rule, get a rule that allows year-round E15 sales. Scott Pruitt was not quick to do it. He started working on it, but when Andy Wheeler, the current EPA administrator, was confirmed, and this was one of the issues that I took up with him, and when I met with him, of course, he had to go through our committee before going to the floor, as did Joni Ernst from Iowa. Her and I were especially interested in this topic and other ethanol-related issues with him. He said he'd get it done, but what you might recall, Scott, is a lot of Democrats were very critical, saying they'll never do it on time. The government shut down, and made it impossible, because you might recall that his testimony before our committee was during the shutdown and the partial shutdown, and of course EPA was part of that, and they just said this is going to set us back so far. Well, when they got reopened, he committed himself to getting it done before summer. And the reason summer is important for those, a lot of your listeners, Scott, are familiar with the Reed vapor pressure rule and the E15, it's only E15 being up to 15% ethanol in the blend, that you couldn't go above E10 certain months of the year. And that had to do with Reed vapor pressure and leakage and things like that. Well, it just sort of proved to not be scientifically sound. And there was no reason not to have E15 sales. And the reason I support it so strongly is because, it not only gives the corn ethanol industry more opportunity and more market, it gives the market more choice in more times of the year. But the summer driving season was the season when blenders had to go down to E10 rather than E15. And so, that not only were you losing several months, you were losing the most, the most profitable months of liquid fuel sales. So it was a regulation that didn't make sense. The oil industry is going to oppose this rule, but it was finalized today and announced today. They'll oppose it, probably challenge it in court. We'll have to see how it plays out. There's some concern that the Clean Air Act doesn't allow that sort of discretion at the EPA on E15. But nonetheless, I think for North Dakota, which is both a corn-producing state and an oil-producing state, we're also a major consumption state of liquid fuels for, you know, human travel and product moving of products and farming and energy industry itself. So I think it'll be an interesting one to watch, but I think the president did the right thing. I'm grateful to Administrator Wheeler for doing it, and there are a lot of us in Congress that felt like this was just one of those regulatory things, Scott, again, that put up a barrier for increased sales and diminished choice for the consumer, and I'm just grateful that we finally got it done.
I want to give you a chance to address some of the things in the news related to the effort to get the border wall built. And Washington Post last week had written an article about the efforts and acted as though Donald Trump not following decades-old procurement processes was a bad thing. And we kind of joked about that. But, you know, there's some more news stories out there. The Fargo Forum is out with a piece I just shake my head about today. And one, it's very critical of fishery industries and some things that are out there. So I want to know if that concerns you. And you're also known, by the way, as a pious U.S. Senator from North Dakota, and that ethics are evidently set aside when you're doing what Donald Trump wants you to do. So I love if you ever say you pray for somebody or have any expression of faith, to some folks in media, you're pious. You're somehow, your Christianity is questioned. They love to use that. But do you have a response to any of that?
Well, I guess I'm not familiar with the forum story you're talking about, but, I guess I'm struggling with the ethics question. I mean, what's unethical? I guess that's what I'm wondering about. What's the claim of the ethical claim? Because I didn't read the story. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think the whole ethics thing is that they're challenging some stories that are I don't know, old, related to some family members of the Fisher family. Some of these stories have been out before, talking about fines and things and disputes with the IRS. Well, I mean, that's not unusual, right? When you do, you know.
Well, if you're successful in business in this country and you haven't had a dispute with the IRS, you're not working hard enough. When it comes to the IRS, and now I'm a little more familiar now with what you're talking about. I think what you're talking about is there was a CNN story that I actually was interviewed for earlier this week. I guess the story came out yesterday, but a CNN story that outlined some of Fisher Industries' past EPA fines and disputes with the IRS. But even that story, while it created, you know, the news, if you will, and negative impressions, even they had to conclude that none of these are pending issues, that these were all settled issues, that the aggregate of all of the fines by the EPA, from what I saw, and I don't even know if it was just EPA or state of Arizona or local county ordinances in some cases, it didn't even add up to $1 million. And for a company that does hundreds of millions of dollars of work for the Departments of Transportation in multiple states throughout our country, a company that is one of the pre-qualified wall builders or bidders, none of that is alarming to me. And so But I find it interesting that the only company that CNN and the Washington Post scrutinize is a company that doesn't get contracts, but they have no concern about the companies that are cozy enough with the Corps of Engineers to get contracts. Usually that's where you would put your scrutiny. You'd be the company that's making money.
We do have a question for you about the Corps. We'll get to that next. And a little surprise coming up on the top of your tunnel.
It's important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The Attorney General talks about the now former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller. And we get the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained. And I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons.
Attorney General William Barr sitting down with CBS News and says the former special counsel, Robert Mueller, could have and should have reached a decision on obstruction in the two-year Russia investigation.
But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us, as the heads of the department, to reach that decision.
Louisiana's Democratic governor has signed a strict abortion ban into law prohibiting abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected. Police reportedly at the scene of a shooting at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. No further details available. And this is USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a director of clinical support and charitable giving. Thanks for coming on, doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration, unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
Top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. Talk Radio Town Hall continues with Senator Kevin Cramer. I mentioned we had a call about the Corps of Engineers. Here it is, and I'll get your response after.
I just wanted to say that with the Corps of Engineers and the law, if any private contractor conducted business the way they do, take money, not get the job done, they'd be up on fraud charges. Have a good day.
All right. You've obviously had quite the battle with the bureaucracy in the Corps of Engineers. Do you agree with that assessment from the caller?
Well, I may put it this way. One of the things I think, in defense of the Corps, first of all, that I think we always have to remember is that any time a government bureaucracy, a government agency is in charge of something that otherwise a private sector could do, it's going to be a different process. And the government does have a higher standards in some areas. They obviously have more people to answer to. They clearly have a larger constituency, multiple agencies. So you just are asking for a longer process when the government is in charge of something. It's just the way it is. Plus, here's the other thing, and again, it sounds like I'm defending them. I guess I am to some degree. But that is that there are 10 lawyers for every minute that the Corps works looking for an opportunity to sue them. Just like with the Fish and Wildlife Service, the EPA, or any other group. There's this entire industry out there made up largely of law firms that use environmental reasons or, a small environmental group or a large environmental group to sue the federal government to stop progress on behalf of whoever their clients might be. It doesn't even matter if they have standing anymore. I'd like to change that. I've been trying to change that so that you should have to have standing to sue the government. So this is part of the process and why it takes so long, and why they don't veer very far from their tradition, is because as soon as they do something, as soon as they award something, they're going to get sued. And by the way, that's been happening on the wall project. That couple of projects have already been stopped.
So everything you just said there would be a reason to basically say, okay, right? I mean, just hire private companies.
Right. And the only problem with that is if the private company is doing a job for the federal government, and say DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, hires directly the private company directly, which I'm all about. Removing layers, I'm all for. I think you often hear me talk about vertically integrated companies. And vertically integrated companies don't have to even hire other companies. The fewer layers, the more efficient things are going to be. Not everybody can be an expert at everything. But building a wall isn't exactly like building a casino. You don't need plumbing, you don't need heating, you don't need, lots of things. So a vertically integrated company is just, in my mind, I think logically the most efficient way to go about it. The one area that the Corps of Engineers has an expertise in that very few others in the government have, or at least to the degree that the Corps has it, is acquisition of land, property management. So being able to do all of the negotiating and identifying who owns what, and we know in North Dakota how complicated that can be when you go back generations and decades and centuries, particularly on the border. But again, a lot of that becomes an excuse for doing nothing. My problem, and the main reason I like going as directly as you can to the private sector is this. The private sector has an incentive to build things when that's the project. The Corps of Engineers, there's nobody at the Corps of Engineers who gets paid differently if a million miles gets built or no miles get built. And when you take away that incentive to make a living, you've got to combine that with the bureaucracy, and you've got a combination that leads to very little progress. I'm afraid it's more that than it is fraudulent.
So last question, and I want to bring in a couple of folks that are surprise guests that are going to add something to this conversation today. There's no need to be. The question would be this. One track is battling the bureaucracy. Battling it and saying, come on, you guys got to get better. You got to do it faster. You just can't live in this world anymore. Not if the president of the United States is going to do what he has been elected to do, and that is protect the border, protect the American people, and do what you said. Now, that's one track. Battle him to get them to where he is. Or would it be better to do what was just done outside of El Paso, Texas, and have the dollars come from the American people as they have to the tune of, 60,000 gifts and an average of $60 that raised enough money for a wall to be built already. And if you go that track, and if Donald Trump blessed that, I have no doubt you'd have all the money you need and more to do it privately and then hand it over to the government. Which is the track that's going to get the job done, do you believe?
Well, I think it could be a combination of those two. The challenge with the private track, of course, is you still have to have access to the land to do it on. And as you know, they've prioritized certain areas, understandably, based on what's happening on the ground. And, Customs and Border Protection have identified those priority spots. And, there's lots of miles of the border that they could be building on right now where we have leases or easements, but they're not high priority for stopping the crime and the illegal immigration, so there's no building going on there. So it's a combination of those things, Scotty, and I'm all for whatever gets the job done. But right now, money's not even the biggest problem. There's been plenty of money allocated to at least build some wall, and still very little, if any, is getting built.
Yeah, they're busy negotiating for 4 months. You can't even make it up. So here, I want to bring in a couple of guests that can talk a little bit about one of those tracks we just talked about, because they've been there, done that. And you've seen it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand. We were down at their operation in Coolidge, Arizona, and saw it come to life right there. And now it's been done on the side of the mountain by El Paso, Texas. And the two people that did that join us now, Chris Kobach with We Build the Wall, the GoFundMe effort to right now allow you to go donate your dollars to make sure actually a wall gets built and not trust the federal government to get it done. And the person that actually was doing the work, working the cats, getting it done, Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall today.
Great to be with you. Good to be here.
Hey, guys. This is a total surprise to me, just so everybody knows. I'm not even lying. This is a total surprise. But glad to have you on.
I wanted him to hear what, you know, he would have loved to have been there. I'm sure I would have loved to have been there and see this happen over the last, 10 days or so to build almost a mile of wall. But can you describe what happened, Tommy, what you did from a construction standpoint, from the standpoint of, you know, what did you demonstrate to the Corps, to the American people, to everybody that could be done logistically?
Well, most important, even to DHS and officials that have seen it and now they're coming back out repeated times, is we demonstrated that within less than 30 days, we completely engineered the project, then moved on to the project, did all the mass grading, proved that we could build on and into a mountain or up the mountain, however you want to call it, moving a couple hundred thousand yards of earth or rock, then place the fence panels off very steep grades up to 31%, build a road, place all the electricity or the electrical components with the LED lights, fiber optics for technology and cameras, and give them a full border security system, you know, in a matter of days. And it's been just an absolute pleasure to work with We Build the Wall. They had a construction representative there, as well as we had all our third-party inspection to make sure that we're tracking everything for every break on concrete, for compaction on the dirt, how we do the drainage. And I think when this all gets wrapped up and put in a bow tie to DHS, it's really going to open their eyes that there's another way much more efficient than what the senator was saying in the bureaucracy of having multiple layers. And so that's what we're hoping. And a lot of people had told me from DHS that they had asked to have this done years and years ago, and basically the Corps told them it could never be done. You're just stuck with having to chase people by foot. Well, we put that to bed, too.
Chris, talk for Kevin a little bit about just overall this effort. Anything you want him to know about this particular project and about, the track I was talking about with him earlier.
Yes.
Is that feasible to build the wall completely privately, get it done?
I think it is. So, you know, one more advantage I would add to what the senator said and what Tommy said of private entities like Rebuild the Wall in partnership with Fisher Industries, we can move with incredible speed, not just in building the wall, but in deciding to build the wall. Part of the problem with government bureaucracy, you know, President Trump issued the a national emergency declaration at the beginning of the year. They didn't decide where they wanted to build the wall, 218 miles of it, until the end of February. They didn't even make it public. It took a FOIA lawsuit to make it public, and then we learned that by the end of March, oh, here's where they want to build. Just making that decision took a ridiculous amount of time. They should have had that decision made, you know, a week after President Trump took office. Well, I set foot on the site here just outside of El Paso, where I'm calling you from, on April 6th. I was at Tommy Fisher's facility in Arizona the next week, and we had made the decision to go ahead by a week after that. So within 2 weeks, we had we'd done all the research on the drug smuggling as a high priority here. And then, as Tommy said, he mobilized his company, and we got everything done. And so here we are at May, you know, the end of May, and it's virtually finished. So it's speed not only in building, but speed in deciding. And as the senator mentioned, bureaucracies have so many chains of command. It probably would have taken the Army Corps well over a year if they had the courage to build on this hillside, which they didn't. They said it couldn't be done, to make the decision. So to your point, I think there is an alternative way, and I think right now it's imperative that Americans – recognize that alternative way, because the government's all the 218 miles that was part of our national emergency declaration wall building, it's all hung up in court right now. And so if Americans like me are frustrated the wall's not getting built, there is one avenue that's wide open. We've got lots of private property on the border where people have said they're interested in us building. A lot of that is high trafficking areas, and those are, of course, the ones we prioritize. That's why we built here first. People should go to WeBuildTheWall.us, and you know, the average contribution size was $67, but we raised over $20 million in contributions of $67. That's like, you know, instead of going out for dinner with your wife some night, just, you know, staying home and watching TV and having spaghetti. And, you know, that can actually build part of a steel bollard on the southern border.
Hey, only about 20 seconds for this answer, Chris, but what about Kevin's concern about how the Corps has the land process down pat? What would you do on a landway? How do you get the 218 miles to be able to build privately?
Two ways. One is there's plenty of private property that is very important, but the other way is the Army Corps could give up, or not the Army Corps, DHS could give us permission on the Roosevelt Reservation. That's that 60-foot strip that runs all through Arizona, California, New Mexico.
Very interesting. I don't see the downside of the government to say, you know what, go. You know, go. Do it privately. But we'll talk about that when we come back, and I'm sure Kevin has a couple questions for you guys, too. Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries, proving to everybody it can be done. And Chris Kobach, WeBuildTheWall.us. More after this with these guys.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My Schwann GMC Sierra. You can get a 2018 just like that. There's a 2018 Buick Regal wagon with all-wheel drive. And, oh, by the way, a big 80-foot flagpole is going in just a few weeks. And
well, it's Flag Day. You got to put a flagpole up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, Senator Kevin Cramer's weekly talk radio town hall here. We have a couple of special guests joining us today. Chris Kobach of We Build the Wall Inc. raised $24 million in a really short period of time to build wall. And guess what? Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries, he's with us as well. They built the wall. Senator Cramer, any question for these guys?
Well, first of all, what Secretary of State Kobach said about the thinking process, the decision process, that really is the greatest frustration of all. But I'm not going to bore everybody with the details right now, but I've got examples way worse than the wall. You know, anybody that lived through DAPL could tell you what their decision-making process can do to you. But their decisions to take another thimble full of water out of Lake Sakakawea for, human use is mind-boggling. And therein does lie the problem. So I think they're on to something, is all I can say. They're on something that if we can cut through that process by doing more. And by the way, I also agree with Chris in this. The Roosevelt land is available. Now, it may not be the highest priority, but if the good news is we're focusing on the areas that need it the worst, the bad news is we can't build there. Then you've done nothing. And if the second priority or third priority could be more available to us, let's start building a wall. And so I'm all about whatever gets the job done fast.
Did I hear you say, Chris, that you have to get permission from the government to get onto the Roosevelt easement?
Well, that's actually one legal question we're looking at right now. Obviously, if we had government permission, then we could certainly build in the Roosevelt Reservation, which is that 60-foot strip in along every state of the border except Texas. But it may actually be the fact that maybe we don't need permission, but we're doing our legal research right now to figure that out. But either way, if DHS would just give us the green light and say, hey, there's a high priority right here, we're hung up in court on all of these projects, could we build the wall and Fisher Industries go in and plug that gap for us, we'd do it in a heartbeat. And there are a lot of high priority gaps that are not included in the government's 218-mile national emergency project.
And by the way, there's a giant example of the kind of work they can do that has a big Trump 2020 banner on it right now by El Paso, Texas. So Kevin, they could go out. And the argument's easier now that they've done what they've done down there, isn't it?
For sure. For sure. And the one thing that's really obvious is that the criteria in some of these RFPs that, have you had any experience building southern border wall in the last 5 years? Fisher Industries now gets to say yes. And that's been, I think, one of their tricks to disqualify them from being able to bid to beyond that point.
Here's my question for Senator Cramer, Chris, Tommy, all of you. I'll start with Kevin. If Donald Trump recognized that, okay, he's deputized you to try to get to the bottom of the bureaucracy and what's taking so long and what's going on, and if your report is there's no fixing it, the other option being privately, look what's been done, I mean, would it be proper? Would it be smart? Would it be the best way for him to check the box on getting done what he promised he would do to have him say, you know what, we tried. It's taken too long. This goes back to Reagan. We're going to do it privately. And what I'd suggest you do, folks, if you want this to happen, donate to We Build the Wall. Let's do it privately. Is there ever, is that possible, Kevin, that he would endorse it, that he would basically bless that effort to go that track?
Well, when it comes to President Trump, what's possible, I'm not sure what the, I haven't found the constraints to that yet, because this is a guy that has aspirations and gives inspiration to aspiration and isn't afraid to obviously go outside of the norm. So I couldn't predict what's possible. It sounds like something that he could certainly grab onto given his history, but let's also remember, it's not like he's unrestricted. I mean, I don't know what all the legalities are, Scott, that surround these sorts of things and the procurement process and whatnot, but he still is the commander in chief and he does have great authority and who knows what's possible, but I just wouldn't dare speculate on his behalf without talking.
Chris, what do you think? You're close to him. You talk to him a lot.
Yeah.
I support your candidacy in Kansas. What do you think?
Yeah, I've spoken with the president at least three times about We Build the Wall, and the last time was in the Oval Office speaking specifically about this project near El Paso. And he's been a big backer. He's said, you tell everybody that this project has my blessing. So, you know, there's no legal reason why a president can't say to the American people, hey, here's something I like and here's something I think people should support. You know, I think a similar example, the analogy isn't perfect, but, you know, when you fill out your income taxes, you have that option to pay a little extra for the presidential campaign fund, for public funding of presidential campaigns. And it typically raises, you know, over $1 million in any given, actually, I think it's closer to $10 million in any given year. So people, you know, there is a precedent for the federal government saying, hey, if you want to chip in and reach into your wallet and throw a little bit of extra money at something that's really important to you, we can encourage you to do it. So I think the president certainly could if he wanted to.
And Tommy, I'm guessing you'd probably be okay building it. You think you could get it done?
Oh, absolutely. I know if they gave me the green light, I could probably build more than all the contractors the Corps could put together with their bureaucracy. I said a bold statement yesterday, and I really believe that once DHS sees their final product, I think it should be DHS going right to the president and say, demand.
Let them do it. Let them do it.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Learn more about all of our tours and travel at an orientation night, Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Sons of Norway, 722 2nd Avenue North, Fargo. Everyone is welcome. For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.